Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Many pro-Israel Christian groups are raising millions of dollars for the Jews, but not for the purpose of evangelizing the Jews. That's the headline. David James joins me in a moment with more on this particular issue.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, I guess the largest pro-Israel group in the United States is Christians United for Israel, which many would think would be devoted to seeing Jews come to a saving faith in Jesus Christ, but that's definitely not the case.
You know, they have a very high profile. In fact, Vice President Mike Pence was their keynote speaker at their annual meeting in July. But I was looking at an article in Christianity Today, the title of which was Why Evangelize the Jews, and the author of the article noted that some people denigrate the methods and motives of people who evangelize Jews. That's a quote. And then they claim that focusing ministry on or targeting Jews is just plain wrong. And then he quotes from John Hagee, who is the founder of Christians United for Israel. He says, Billy Graham didn't target Jews. Bill Bright refused to target the Jews. I'm not targeting the Jews. And that means targeting them with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
David, you know, we don't want to give the impression that we're against the idea of standing with Israel, because there are some strong biblical reasons for doing exactly that. But I do believe, and I think the purpose for this conversation, is that people need to be wise and do their homework to know how to be good stewards of the Lord's money that He has given us.
And there are a number of things that people can do. Always go to the websites and try to find their statements of faith and find out what they believe concerning the scriptures, because we want people to be handling the Word of God correctly as they interact with the Jewish people.
And let me just mention also, in the book of Romans chapter 1, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believeth, the Jew first and then the rest of the world. We need to be winning Jewish people to Jesus Christ in this time, in this day, before all of the end time scenario unfolds.
Well, that's right.
David James with some very important information for those who are making donations to pro-Israel Christian groups. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Genesis 12, verse 3, says that we are to bless the Jews. Now, that's a command. However, there is only one way to really bless the Jew. That's to give the Jews the gospel so that they can get saved. That's Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. Notice that statement in the verse, to the Jew first. Anyone that is not saved will enter the tribulation period and then ultimately be cast into the lake of fire. That's Jew or Gentile, all people. In Romans chapter 9, verses 1 to 3, Paul says that he would be willing to go to hell himself if he could win Jews to Jesus Christ. Now that is real compassion that we need. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...